Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Question, several, actually. Are you weary from the battles of daily living? Are you fed up with the pressures of debt and trying to make ends meet? Are you unsure where your next ounce of strength is coming from? Are you wondering what to do? May we suggest that you carefully read and study Isaiah 40, verses 28 through 31. Isaiah 40, 28 through 31.
In this scripture, we find seven ways to leave the chickens behind and soar with the eagles. Verse 28. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint and to them that have no might. He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah.
Well, from that scripture, we're coming up with seven ways to leave the chickens behind and soar with eagles.
Same.
It's going to be one of our classic titles, maybe.
That's it.
Number one, don't do what you know you shouldn't be doing. I love the first words of that verse that you just read. Has thou not known? Has thou not heard? In other words, how many times am I going to have to tell you this? The scripture is saying that you should know this. You should be walking in this. So why am I having to tell you once again? This is for you. Walk in. Over the years, we found that it's not so much what we don't know, but what we must be reminded of. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. But it's easy to slip into self-defeating speech because of the influence of popular culture and well-meaning, if sometimes scripturally ignorant, friends. What we feed grows, what we starve dies. We eat every day because our body is required for healthy living. We feed our spirits daily too, so they'll be healthy, and we'll face fewer problems. And if we do face a problem, we know how to deal with it. If we find ourselves living in popular culture more than the Word of God, it's going to show. We know we should not say things like, I know I'll never get that raise. I know that's never going to happen. I can't seem to catch a break. We never seem to have enough money. We're never, ever going to get out of debt. I feel like I'm coming down with the flu. And this list could go on and on. The enemy creates a deceptive environment that makes negative talk conducive and accepted. So don't fall into the trap. Don't fall into the trap. You need to stay fit through the Word of God.
And that is a definite hallelujah. Number two. It's not how you feel necessarily, but how he feels that makes the difference. Isaiah 40, 28. Let me remind you of Isaiah 40, verse 28. It says, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. You may think that you need an energy drink or maybe even a Red Bull to make it through the day, but he doesn't. You may need an afternoon nap, perhaps you feel, just to survive, but he doesn't. Matthew 11, verse 28 says, then Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. And again in Jeremiah 31:25, it says, for I have given rest to the weary and joy to the sorrowing.
Number three, You don't need to be a Marvel comic hero to receive supernatural impartation.
Isaiah 40 verse 29 says, "He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength."
Don't think it's just the preachers you see on TV or watch streaming on the internet who receive a word from God. Our Heavenly Father is just as willing to talk to you as he does to them. If you just don't feel like you're going to make it, relax. Refresh your mind and body with the word as you get ready for a supernatural infusion of Holy Ghost power. Put yourself in a position to receive his strength when you feel faint. And ask God to increase your strength.
Psalm 68 verse 35 in the New Living Translation says, "God is awesome in his sanctuary. God of Israel gives power and strength to his people. Praise be to God."
If you think the power to fly an airplane is impressive, if you think the power to push a rocket into space is explosive, child of God, there's nothing that compares to the explosive power, the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost.
Number four, neither failure nor your success is a function of age, but rather attitude, connections, and work ethic. Isaiah 40 verse 30 says, "Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall." Too many people fall prey to self-imposed limitations because they seek to make things happen due to their intelligence or youthful enthusiasm. However, real and lasting success is based solely on our relationship with our Heavenly Father. By the same token, neither let anyone look down upon you just because you might be young. In 1 Timothy 4:12 in the Classic Amplified, it says, "Let no one despise or think less of you because of your youth, but be an example, a pattern for the believers in speech and conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity."
Number five, wait for it. Wait. It's coming. It's coming. Oh, it's happening.
Isaiah 40, verse 31 in the New Living Translation says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength."
It's a sad commentary, but patience seems to be a rare character quality anymore. We live in a day and age of instant gratification. We want what we want, and we want it right now. And worse, if it doesn't happen immediately, people give up on God's word, start looking for a solution from the world. I'll confess to you that I'm not good at waiting around. If the wait at a restaurant, truthfully, is more than 15 to 20 minutes, I'm like a Greyhound bus. I'm going to a new destination. Now, truthfully, I'm trying to mellow out about this, and I am making progress. When we wonder when God is going to move in our behalf, we need to just remember. David waited 20 years to become the king of Israel after it was prophesied to him. Joseph spent 20 years in going from the pit to the palace. Jesus waited 30 years for his public ministry to begin. The point is, if you want something badly enough, freedom from death, a child to come home, a loved one healed, hold on to your confession of faith and know that your answer is on the way.
Psalm 59, verse 9 in the New Living Translation says, "You are my strength. I wait for you to rescue me, for you, O God, are my fortress." And number six, leave the chicken yard and all the chickens behind. In Isaiah 40, verse 31, it continues by saying, "They shall mount up with wings as eagles."
In life, we have a choice. We can be a chicken or an eagle. Chicken spends most of their time looking down, pecking in the dirt. Chicken's easily intimidated and easily frightened. There's nothing distinctive about a chicken unless it's been properly prepared for the kitchen table. My regrets to the PETA people. The eagle, on the other hand, is a majestic bird, one who soars higher than other birds with the wind beneath its wings. The eagle is a symbol of strength and vision. The chicken, well, is only good for producing or being food, while the eagle mentality is God's way of delivering us from every adversity, just like he did for the children of Israel.
In Exodus 19, verse 4, in the New Century Version, it says, "Every one of you has seen what I did to the people of Egypt. You saw how I carried you out of Egypt as if on eagle's wings, and I brought you here to me." Hallelujah.
Amen. Number 7, you'll be better, stronger, and last longer than Energizer Bunny.
All right. Isaiah 40, verse 31 concludes by saying, "They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint."
You can run the race as never before because you have a never-ending source of energy powered by the Holy Spirit. And let me just say this. Like the eagle, God wants you where you belong. Soaring in the heavens.
Amen. You know, Ephesians 3:20, we often quote it, but it's worth quoting, and this is what it says. "Now to him who by," and this is the Classic Amplified Version, by the way, "who by, in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams."
Hallelujah. That is a hallelujah scripture, one that will make you shout hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, here's what you need to know. God destined you. He destined you.
That's right.
To win in life. And it's time to move in that direction. It really is. One other thing we want to remind you of again, Thanksgiving's coming up in a couple of days. And it's a time for great food, and I'm ready for that.
And thankfulness.
And thankfulness most of all. Make sure that you put time in your family's agenda to maybe each take a turn and talk about what you've been thankful for thus far in 2018. And while you're being thankful, take time to be thankful for those who are serving in our armed forces to keep us free, and for those who've served in the past. Always remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for you to be able to enjoy Thanksgiving freely and fully. I guess that's a good word to say on Thanksgiving, fully.
Yeah.
If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com up at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. It's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.